this is Andrzej Knigowka, ING. I've got a question regarding the growth in the newspaper advertising spend, where we've seen a 9% growth in the third quarter, according to your estimates. Now, what's your expectation for the final quarter of the year? And my second question would be on the currency impact. Do you see any positive or negative impact on any lines of the profit and loss from the strengthening of zloty to US dollar and also partially to euro?
Mm-hmm. As to the prognosis for the advertising spend, we do not provide the prognosis for the first quarter, for the fourth quarter, but you know, given the GDP growth, which should be sustainable for a while, we also expect a similar rate in the advertising spend. But we do not provide numbers for the fourth quarter yet. As to the potential impact of the exchange rate, I would like to turn it over to Mr. Jarosław Szaliński, our CFO, who is also with us.
Good afternoon. For the time being, we don't expect any impact on our P&L related with currency market. I'd like to underline that most of our most raw materials, the paper is the most significant one, we buy currently in Poland. Excuse me. So we are, say, naturally protected against these changes, although we observe the situation and we are quite curious what will be the end of this situation on the financial markets. Thank you.
And you don't see any positive impact on the, for example, newsprint costs or the paper costs for Agora from the fact that zloty is pretty strong versus euro going into 2008, for example?
We observe it, but it is not so significant, as I told you. It's not material. I would describe it in this way. There is a small positive impact on our material costs related with that.
Good afternoon. Here is Remco Mua from Erste Bank. I would like to ask you if you could slightly elaborate on the elections in Poland in terms of what, if it had any positive impact on your ad revenues in the third Q, or if you can expect some slightly one-off higher revenues in the fourth Q. My second question is, what do you think, what impact will have the launch of Polska Press on your advertising market, on your share in the newspaper advertising market? Thank you.
In terms of the elections impact, other than perhaps the result providing a somewhat more rational environment for doing business in Poland, most of the spend related to the elections have been in the television and outdoor sector, most of it going to television. And if anything, we'll see some impact in the fourth quarter results. And we'll report it duly, of course. As to the second question, which was on the start of the new daily by Passauer, it's really up to the readers and the advertisers to assess its long-term impact. It will take at least a few months, whether the formula of combining the six existing regional titles with the format of a national paper is appealing to both the readers and the advertisers. Also, it should be noted that given the Axel Springer experience, it's not easy not to just to launch, but also to maintain the position of a nationwide daily. Also, it should be added, and this is where we are coming from, that the competition in the media market in Poland is no exception, is taking place not just within one segment, mainly print in this case, but also one of the keys to the success is the ability to combine various content areas, both print, online, radio, outdoor. We have been very adaptive to this changing environment, and I think one of the reasons for the good third quarter results is also our adaptability and leadership in this area.
Good afternoon. My question relates also to the launch of Polska Press and New Daily.
Based on the initial copy sales results, just published yesterday, I believe, do you see any need for an increase in your promotional and marketing spending to just to fend off the new rival, or you see how you perceive those initial initial numbers? Thank you.
Well, we don't see any impact on our promotional spend at this point, but you know, you've mentioned the results, the initial results for the first week of sales of Polska. We understand the number is 368,000 copies on the average in the first week. This is somewhat higher than the combined sales of the six regional titles in September. On the other hand, it's well below the initial prognosis of Polska Presse for the sales of the national title. So they are somewhere in between. As I've said, the long-term impact we will probably need a few months to assess. But in terms of our immediate impact on the advertising or promotional spend, we don't think it'll be significant. Of course, we'll react to the changing environment and to whatever Polska, whatever Passauer does.
Yes, there was an interview today with the Polish agency press, and in which you mentioned that in Ukraine you're looking to start an internet project and potentially also a publishing project. Can we get any more? I know it's probably too early to ask, but can you add anything more on top of that?
Well, it is probably too early, but what I've said was, yes, we did set up a company in Ukraine to investigate investment opportunities, whether it's, you know, organic, we do it by ourselves, or whether we do it in partnerships with local players. And the two natural areas for us would be online activities and publishing. I think the first area that will be communicated when the time comes will be the internet.
Okay, and you would build these products from scratch, or would you foresee also perhaps you know, joint products there with local partners?
We'll consider both. Thank you very much, and we'll meet again on the fourth quarter results. Thank you very much.